I'm not doing anything in particular to avoid any troubles. I'm just doing plays in the most artistic and, if necessary, most agitating way, and we wait to see what happens. I am Mehmet Ergen. I'm a theatre director, originally from Turkey. There are two theatres in my life, the Arcola in London and the Talimhane in Istanbul. This is a tale of two theatres.
He moves between two countries and two languages and two theatres.
Tonight after the show, I'm flying to Istanbul.
He goes London, he comes Turkey, he has a family, he has lots of things to do.
The protests began in Taksim Square, in the centre of Istanbul.
They're just setting up the lights for tonight's show, which is Taksim Square, about the protests in Gezi Park that took place last summer in Istanbul.
And first time when I read the text, I asked him, "Are you sure?" Because I don't want my artistic director at jail. And he said, "That's okay, we should do it."
You can't run a theatre and talk about things that doesn't concern the society you're living in. So I do it anyway. And we wait, see what happens. Come and take me.
I'm Susanna Clapp, and I've been the theatre critic of The Observer since 1997. I think of the Arcola and Mehmet as being an item. I think of him being the engine within this machine.
My name's Tom Morris. I'm the artistic director of the Bristol Old Vic. His gift to London theatre is extraordinary, not only in terms of the people he's directly helped and enabled, but also in the example that he's set, that if you apply yourself with passion and invention, you can make extraordinary things happen in the arts. And that's just what he's always done and is continuing to do.
The Arcola Theatre started in 2001. It started poor. I mean, we didn't even have seats. There were dress cutting tables from the old factory. We just cut their legs and make them into rostras. Any lights we had, including candles, bulbs, I thought, if audience came in, that would pay the rent. So that's how it started.
There were no theatres in Dalston. It was a completely surprising location for a theatre. You walked along the long Kingsland Road, where there's no tube, went into a side street, and then suddenly there was this barely marked small door. You stepped into it, and there you were, a great hub of activity. It was the theatrical equivalent of discovering a secret garden.
Welcome to the Arcola.
My name is Cecil Honeywell. I know Mehmet for more than 10 years now, I think. He moves between two countries and two languages and two theatres so easily that you don't even realize. I have got this high suspicion that he might have a twin brother or something, because he's got this ability to be in both places at the same time. Like, you can see him here in the morning and then he's there back in the evening.
So yes, the other half of my life is spent at Arcola's sister theatre, Talimhane in Istanbul. It is fair to say that they are twin sisters, but they are most certainly not identical twins.
So, Talimhane is in the center of Şişli area of Istanbul. Şişli is a very old borough. It had the largest population of Jewish, Armenian and Greek population. Therefore, there's a good tradition of theatre and opera in this area as well, because non-Muslims were always interested in the arts more than the Muslims. So it's a very interesting area.
I've always been in dark rooms rehearsing plays, creating other worlds rather than enjoying the world of that city. What a life.
From here I see Duncan, if he is where his double says he'd be. But if I have him in my sight 1,000 times, it seems to me he bears a false identity.
Of course, with the two theatres come at least two plays. At the Arcola, Don Gil of the Green Breeches, a Spanish Golden Age farce, all about mistaken identity and cross-dressing.
I'm Hedith Dalan, and I'm playing Doña Juana. And I guess the play is her story. She's trying to get her man back, and Obviously, the best way of doing that in 16th century Spain is by dressing up like a man and wreaking havoc.
Here in Spain, person can be flogged for less. What do they call you? Man, woman, hermaphrodite? Yeah. What about your reputation?
My name's Elvira, my good man.
My costume is bright green from head to toe. Green shoes, green tights, green velvet breeches, bright green velvet doublet and a hat.
And in Istanbul, a very different type of production.
They're just setting up the lights for tonight's show, which is Taksim Square, the new play with music that I wrote about the protests in Gezi Park that took place last summer in Istanbul.
This very bold attack on supporters of the government in the past 10 years. It includes religious leaders, it includes the press and media, it includes university professors, artists, most of all. They all side with the power. So I wanted to put them in a prison. And through flashbacks, they show they prostitute themselves in some way or other. So it was very harsh. But the dialogue is very funny, and the songs are great fun, so I turned it into a musical. But obviously, it's a massive attack to the government.
My name is Gökçen, Gök Çebağ. I am an actor. This play could never be performed, not in a thousand years, in state theater. No way. You could do Brecht, Dario Fo, but this kind of direct addressing the government is very rare. Theater could face some lawsuits, but I don't think we'll be arrested or anything. Actors are fine. It's Mehmet's problem here.
You can't run a theater and talk about things that doesn't concern the society you're living in. So I do it anyway. And yeah, I guess it sort of concerns me, but it doesn't scare me. I have nothing to lose. I feel like I just have to do that. And we wait, see what happens. Come and take me. For Turkey, I'm not very optimistic about state funding for theatre. But theatre always survives. There's been, you know, the last 5 years we had the biggest boom in Istanbul. We have nearly 100 plays every night. It's unstoppable. We just don't know what to see. There's so many plays. It's a bit like, you know, Brecht on the run. He wrote his best plays. You need to have some trouble so that you can come out of it. Funding-wise, I'm not hopeful, but for good work, I think there's always space.
I look at this library sometimes and I sort of see how I love Brecht, and I sort of piled volumes of it at the top there. But have I done enough Brecht? Probably not. 2,500 years of literature, from Sophocles to, you know, Sarah Kane. I know all these plays. Now the question is which ones I should do next.